And welcome back to Coast, Doc Wallach with us, our final hour with Doc, where we will take your phone calls. And again, the toll-free number to call for assistance, where there are humans there willing to help you, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO, the website criticalhealthnews.com. All of you that have the capability of getting to the website, do so now. I want to set a world record for them and show them what we can do. Just go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com, and definitely download the free apps for your smartphone. We will be back in a moment with calls and Doc Wallach on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. Doc, a few more emails, and we'll go to the phones. Tom's still working on texts and tweets for you. This one from someone who says, I suffer from cataracts. I'm going to have the cataract operation, replacement lens. Obviously, a little too late to stop anything, but is there anything that people can do to help prevent it before they get to that stage?
Absolutely. Of course, if you catch cataracts at the earliest of stages, you're seeing all the twinkly lights, and the doctor looks and says, yeah, you may have the beginnings of a cataract.
Mm-hmm.
You want to change the diet immediately. Get rid of all the inflammatory foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, wheat, barley, and oats. You want to take the 90 essential nutrients to the basic healthy start pack, one per 100 pounds of body weight, or just as a preventative. And then, of course, we have what we call Occutive. There's only 30 in a bottle, so one bottle will last a month. Take one of those capsules a day. If you have the beginnings of cataracts and you're starting to see those twinkles and lights and things, then you should take two bottles a month of the Ocuvite. So you can take one twice a day. All the nutrition necessary for a healthy eyeball and retina and lenses. And then Vision FX, you can take three of those twice a day. That's two bottles a month. Again, the same thing from a different direction. And then you want some antioxidants. You want to take our Z radical, Z like zebra-dash radical, has four super juices in it, plus fucoidin. As a liquid, take an ounce twice a day, 2 quarts a month. And as I do all this as preventative. And then, of course, the, let's see here, Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ, R for resveratrol, T for turmeric, and Q for quercetin. Go ahead.
Which you get in red wine as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah, the resveratrol.
Well, yeah.
Two of those capsules of the Cell Shield RTQ. Two of those capsules, George, give you the same amount of resveratrol as 264 glasses of red wine.
Oh, wow.
260. Twice a day. You're like 10 glasses of red wine a day.
That's a little too much.
But no alcohol. There's no alcohol
right.
in it.
Exactly. All right, well, let's go to Gary in Indiana to get us started. Hi, Gary. Go ahead.
Yes. Good night.
Hi.
Yeah, Mr. Yes, I wanted to ask about the regeneration of teeth. Is there a certain regimen? And basically, the supplements that you use to supplement the joints.
Okay.
Supplements for the joints, Doc. Go ahead.
Joints and teeth, yep. It's difficult to regenerate the enamel, the hard, polished surface of the tooth, but the root of the tooth and the substance underneath the enamel, which is called dentine.
And you can't regrow a tooth.
You can regrow dentine. You can regrow it so well that sometimes, if you have a filling of any kind, the dentine growing in your tooth will push the filling out and fill up the hole. Okay, so that can happen. You have loose teeth. You can tighten up the jaw because that's bone loss in the face. It's osteoporosis of the face and jaw. And you have loose teeth, and it goes along with arthritis. How much do you weigh, and how tall are you?
I'm about 5'9", and I weigh 147.
Okay.
Well, he's not overweight, Doc.
How old are you, sir?
How old are you, Gary?
30
years old, Doc.
30, okay. That's about time when you start getting troubles with arthritis and osteoporosis. So I would go ahead and take two healthy bone and joint packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. And that would include 15 glucogel a day, 5, 5, and 5. You can get that from the two healthy bone and joint packs.
Isn't it easier to take the liquid, though, Doc?
You can. Then you go with the healthy brain and heart packs, and then you get the liquid, okay? Take an ounce two or three times a day. So it would be 2 or 3 quarts, depending on how many you're taking. And then the vitamin D tree, take three of those twice a day. And then you want to take the MSM. Take the MSM. It's a sulfur compound that supports maintenance, repair, cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, discs between vertebrae, bone makes your bone cells. Excuse me. And, of course, you'll see results very quickly in tightening up teeth when you have osteoporosis of the skull and face. And if you have pain, here again, you want to use the CM soft gel capsules. You can take two or three of those twice a day or three times a day, and you'll get relief for 3 to 5 hours. So you can do it two, three times a day. And you can even put some of the CBD oil, Soothe, S-O-O-T-H-E, that's in a little pump bottle. Put a fingerful of that on the gums around the tooth that you're having pain in, and you'll get pain relief there too.
All right, good luck, Gary. And again, phone number, 1-855-949-7234. 1-855-949-RadioCriticalHealthNews.com. Tom's got another text or tweet for us. Doc, what do you have, Tom?
Hey, Doc, from Chrissy in Boise, Idaho. I swallowed a vitamin the wrong way. Now I can barely eat. Do you have any suggestions on what I should do? I plan on going to the doctor in the morning.
Swallowed the vitamin the wrong way? What does that mean, Doc?
Yeah, I don't know if it's hung up in there or she's complaining about it.
Can a vitamin get stuck in your throat?
Well, I've actually been at a breakfast one day with a gal, and she was taking her vitamins and minerals, and she took one of the solid tablets and got hung. She's a little girl, you know, 100 pounds, and she took one, got hung up in there. She's turning blue and coughing, so I had to do the Heimlich on her.
Did you pop it?
Yeah.
Wow.
It came flying out. If it would hit a glass, I'm sure it would explode the glass. Came out so hard.
Jeez.
But
you saved her life.
You do want to take your vitamins with a liquid or food. Never, never take them dry by themselves.
No, don't just swallow them whole like that.
That's right.
Yeah, that's danger. And if they are like tablets, break them, right?
Well, you don't necessarily have to break them, but you do have to take them like with a spoonful of potatoes or chew up a piece of meat or some salad. So you're swallowing food with it, and so you're lubricating the esophagus as it's going down and so forth, or drink some water or some milk. Don't just take dry pills.
Doc, why are you so opposed to the gluten? Because, you know, nearly every caller, you warn them about gluten. What's the danger here?
Okay, well, gluten causes all the little finger-like villi in your small intestines to go away and leaves nothing but scar tissue. You go from 95% potential absorption capacity for a healthy intestine down to less than 3% absorption capacity. And if you can't absorb nutrients, it doesn't matter how many supplements you take, they're all going out in the toilet in the back end. And so when people have multiple disease, they have high blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, low thyroid, macular degeneration, disc problems, bunions, you know they have a gluten problem because they're not absorbing nutrients. There's too many, you know, deficiencies there. And so you got to get rid of gluten to maximize absorption. It takes about 6 to 8 weeks to heal. And I take people who have been told by doctors at medical schools they have weeks to live. Weeks to live.
Weeks to live?
Weeks to live because of the skin problems and respiratory problems. And we get them off of gluten, get them on the 90 essential nutrients, and in 24 hours, they're totally 100% reversed.
And they're still around with us.
Oh, yeah. 25 years later, they're still going good.
Jeez. Don in Ontario, Canada, on the international line. Hi, Donald. Go ahead.
Hi, George and Doc Walk. Doc Walk, can genetically modified ingredients in cat food cause feline hyperthyroidism? My cat got hyperthyroidism a few months ago, and I'm wondering what could have been the cause and if it can be reversed or cured.
Well, you're asking the right man about a cat.
Yep. Okay, well, hyperthyroidism, overactive thyroid, can be caused by many things, including consuming cruciferous vegetables. You want to read the ingredients in the label and see if there's things like cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, kale in that cat food. And on the surface, it might seem like it's good, but those cruciferous vegetables actually cause problems with the thyroid, hyperthyroid or hypothyroid, either way. And so what you want to do, we actually have a supplement for cats and dogs.
Yeah, you've got a pet food division, don't you?
Mm-hmm. It's called For Tails Only.
I like that.
Sales only. Yep. And the Arthrodex, you want to give one scoop of the Arthrodex crystals for each 20 pounds of body weight. So if the cat weighs 10 pounds, it's a half a scoop. If they weigh 5 pounds, it'd be like a quarter of a scoop of the Arthrodex every day. And then I would also throw in the EFAs. Two of the EFA, I like EFA pluses because they're made from fish oils, and cats like the fish oils. You can just puncture them with the needle and squeeze it on the contents of the soft gel capsules on the food. And then the secret sauce here for helping the thyroid come back into its normal function is what we call Ocean's Gold. Now we give two of those tablets a day to that cat, regardless of the size. You can grind them up with a spoon and just drop that ground up Ocean's Gold tablets into the cat food, and that's going to give the thyroid what it needs to repair itself. Thyroid repairs itself extremely well, and of course the medical system never tells people that. They just say, oh, here, take this hormone or take this drug, because they're dealing with the symptoms. They never want to get rid of it because they're using the patient as an ATM machine, so you keep coming in, keep coming in, keep coming in. And also want to make sure that the cat food is grain-free and gluten-free. I like to say grain-free and gluten-free because if it says gluten-free, it could have oats in it, and oats has gliadin, which is just another name for gluten. So you want to make sure that the cat food, if it's dry food, it's got to say grain-free and gluten-free on it. Otherwise, don't buy it.
We had a caller last week, Doc, who said that her cat died, but she got 25 years with her. That's a long time, isn't it, with a cat?
Cats can live to be 25 years. It's not unusual. They actually do very well. You give them the 90 essential nutrients, they again, go for tails only.
God, 25 years, really?
Mm-hmm.
They live longer than dogs then, don't they?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. On the average, they live longer than dogs. And I think for the size of the animal, they get a higher density of vitamins and minerals in the cat food than a dog of similar weight.
First-time caller John in Burbank, California. Hi, John. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Great. Hope you are, too.
Good. Good. Enjoy your show. Thanks for having the doc on. And just wanted to, the good news is that I've been taking the Tangy Tangerine for about a year now, and I haven't been sick.
Good. Yeah. Me, too. Same thing.
Yeah. So I'm really happy with that. The one thing I'm having some issues with, excuse me, is with an enlarged prostate. Keeping me up at night, having to get up and go to the restroom several times throughout the evening.
Okay. Now, two things.
Yeah.
You have the same problem when you're vertical and awake during the day or just when you lay down at night?
Daytime, too.
Okay. Because sometimes the back problem, low back problem, the nerves that come out from between the lumbar vertebrae control the bladder. If you're just getting up 2-3 times every hour at night to go to the bathroom, not necessarily a prostate problem, because we see the same thing in ladies, and they don't have prostates, right? And then invariably it's a back problem. So you want to check that out and make sure if you ever have a history of back problem or low back or sciatic, anything like that, you want to take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack and the extra MSM and vitamin D3 and glucogel, regrow those discs and take the pressure off those nerves to control the bladder. But if it is a prostate problem, what do you weigh, sir? What's your body weight?
180.
180, Doc. 180.
180, okay. 180. I'd go ahead and, again, get rid of all the bad foods, fried foods, processed meats, oils, and glutens, no wheat, rye, and oats. I'm going to take two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month, a full dose of everything twice a day. I would get the ProstFX, ProstFX, take three of those twice a day. They're capsules, and they will support healthy prostate function and healthy prostate size. I also want to get what we call a XeraTest, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T, X-E-R-A-T-E-S-T, XeraTest. And they're designed to do the same thing from a different direction. The ProstFX capsules are herbs, which immediately give you relief, and the XeraTest is a vitamin mineral complex that will actually support the normal functions of the prostate gland. Take three of those twice a day. It'll be two bottles a month. And you also want to get from our Good Herbs division, these are tinctures of herbs called male hormone support. You want to make sure you take a dose of that a day. I think it's a dropper full once a day or half a dropper full twice a day. But you want to also be eating three or four eggs twice a day. You want to get that cholesterol up. You want your cholesterol about 250, your total cholesterol. You want about 250. Do not get your cholesterol below 200, because then the prostate starts wondering where you're at, what's going on, and it kind of says, well, nobody's home, so I'll just go to sleep. So you want to make sure you're getting the raw materials here for your Sertoli cells and the testicles to make testosterone, and it requires the cholesterol from the eggs.
Any more arguments with other doctors for you lately, Doc, in any events?
I think, you know, they've been escorted out so many times. They come, they sit there silently. So I've begun to ask, are there any healthcare professionals in here? A few people raise their hand. I said, okay, are you a physician or a dentist? And I say mostly they're pharmacists who come to my meetings. But I do get a few physicians, more dentists. And I think they're kind of coming around. Of course, we have this new a documentary that just came out. It's a one-hour documentary, and all my research over 50 years, and it was done by documentary people from the, TV, from movies, 2020, because I did two 2020 programs when I found the cause, prevention, and cure of cystic fibrosis back in 1977.
Mm-hmm.
We were able to get the use of those episodes in this documentary. We got permission to do that, and it is just it is creating such an interest. And so you should, when you have time, go to our Facebook and look at that documentary.
Doc, tell that great story again about the ophthalmologist that got into an argument with you over his patients.
Sure. I was finishing up a meeting in Salt Lake City. This is, got to be 20 years ago. And the first question in the Q&A period, this 30-something guy says, my grandmother, who's in her 80s, been legally blind for 8 years. Can you do anything for her? What's her problem? He says, well, she's got macular degeneration. And I said, yeah, I can reverse that. And this guy jumps up in the back room and says, hey, Wallach, you're a liar. I said, who are you? He said, well, I'm a medical doctor, eye doctor, and I see people with macular degeneration all the time. It's a disease of old age. You cannot prevent it. You cannot reverse it. I said, well, I beg to differ with you, sir. Let's have a wager. So, okay. He said, bring me 12 of your patients you've diagnosed with macular degeneration. They've been legally blind 6, 8, 10 years. If I could get 50% of them, if I could get 6 of them out of 12, in 90 days, you'd be able to read 20/20. Would you apologize in public? He says, if you could get one, I'll apologize in public.
Here we go.
The next day, he brings me a box full of 27 charts of people he diagnosed with macular degeneration. They've been legally blind, all of them, 6, 8, 10 years. And I said, well, how many are we going to do? He said, well, let's take them all. So we took them all. And I said, who's going to pay for the supplements? And he was quiet. So I said, I'll tell you what. If I get my one, you'll pay for them. If I don't get my one, I'll pay for them. He says, you're on. In 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20.
All 27.
All 27, only 2 required glasses. And the other 25 didn't even need glasses to read 20/20.
Jeez.
And we do this thousands of times a year, the macular degeneration, a glaucoma. But with cataracts, you got to catch it early on.
Right. Cataracts are tough.
Cataracts are tough.
That's literally a physical change. Well, stay with us, Doc. We've got a final segment to go with Doc Wallach. We'll get to your calls as soon as we can. The website, criticalhealthnews.com. I want all of you to go to it. I just love it when you can try to slow down their server. They try to keep beefing up their equipment and technology, but we keep getting them. And then the number to call, there are people there waiting to help you. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back. Don't forget, crush the website, criticalhealthnews.com. And again, the toll-free number to call, 1-855-949-7234. Doc Wallach with us, our final segment. Doc will be with us before Christmas in December as well. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs to get your year started. Doc, any suggestions about Turkey Day for people? I mean, we're going to eat the turkey and have the mashed potatoes and things like that.
That's fine as long as the turkey's not fried.
Mm-hmm.
Baked or roasted.
I bake and roast.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Very good. And then, of course, you want to be taking all your 90 essential nutrients. Take your Rebound. It's our sports drink. It was 100 nutrients in it. And, of course, you want to be sure to take lots of antioxidants so you're protecting yourself against any inflammatory things that might happen. Nothing fried, no processed meats, no oils. As people got to watch the oils. They forget that salad dressings and mayonnaise, things like egg salad sandwiches and things like that, anything with mayonnaise in it has oil. And so you got to watch that. Just don't use those things because they will cause plaque in your arteries and increase your risk of cancer.
And talking about the different things that have to do with Thanksgiving and cooking and things like that, in terms of sleeping, there's tryptophan in turkey, which is like a sleeping. And I've got an email from someone who says, I don't like to take prescription sleeping pills. What can we do naturally? What do you think, Doc?
Okay, well, again, they need the 90 essential nutrients. Stay away from the bad stuff. And then we, in our new Hemp FX division, we have a whole division which has to do with sleep. It's called Relax. And it's a CBD oil with other things added to it. I think there's five other herbs added to it and some pre-sleep hormones added to it. So you're really, really going to sleep well with the Relax. It's,
What about Sleepies? You still have that, don't you?
Oh, yeah, we still have Sleepies, the capsules, absolutely. You could take one or two of those, say, 30 minutes before bedtime with a half a glass of water. And then just before you go to bed, you're sitting down on the edge of the bed, put a dropper full of that Relax underneath your tongue. Our CBD oil from our Hemp FX division, and you will sleep well. Those two things together just work perfectly.
Let's go to John in Virginia Beach, Virginia. Hey, John, thanks for holding. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, George, doctor. Thanks very much for taking my call.
Sure thing.
Yeah, doctor, I've had 15 major back surgeries, and I'm taking a pain medication, oxycodone, which I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, God, mm-hmm. Yeah.
But any event, I've been told that I shouldn't take it with grapefruit juice, and I've been told I should take it.
Stop a minute. Why did you have 12, 15 back surgeries?
How? Why?
Well, yeah, what happened, John?
I tell you, I heard it in high school playing football, and then I went to college, I heard it, and then I played professional baseball and heard it. So all told, I've had 15 major surgeries.
15 surgeries, Doc.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, how tall are you? What do you weigh?
I'm 5'11", weigh 150-some pounds.
Not overweight, Doc.
Nope. Did you lose any inches? I mean, were you 5'8" at one time or 5'9", or did you always 5'8"?
Well, no, when I was playing baseball, I was 6 feet tall and weighed 195 pounds.
So you lost an inch or so. No, I lost 4 inches.
No, he was 6 feet. Now he's 5'11" now.
Yeah.
He said 5'6".
No, 5'11".
Yeah. So,
okay. So that's an inch. Okay, so that's important. So what I want you to do at 150 pounds, 140, 150 pounds, get rid of all the bad food and get rid of the gluten. I would take two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, full dose of everything twice a day, 15 Gluvagel capsules a day, 5, 5, and 5, 2 bottles a month, or 3 ounces of the liquid if you prefer the liquid, 1 ounce 3 times a day, 3 quarts a month. Vitamin D3, 3 of those twice a day. The MSM, 3 of those 3 times a day in your case. Then you would that'd be 2 bottles a month. The MSM, they're designed to support, promote, maintenance, repair cartilage, ligaments, tendons, connective tissue, disc between the vertebrae, bone, makes the bone itself. And then for pain, again, you want to use that Soothe from our Hemp FX division, Soothe. It's in a pump bottle. It's a cream. Get the trauma oil from our aromatherapy oil division. Put 5 drops of the trauma oil and 1/2 teaspoon of that Soothe. Mix it up real good. Have somebody apply that to your pain, full area in your back or your neck, and your hips, your knees, any place it hurts, and you'll get relief from the pain, deep bone and joint pain for, say, 3 to 5 hours. And in 60 to 90 days, you should see some significant improvement. You can even gain back that inch or two that you've lost in height by regrowing and thickening the disc, these raw materials. And so what you have, even if they put screws and bolts and nuts and wires and things like that in you, you should still be able to recover. And if you really want to throw in another little ace in your hand, the Immortellium, which is our stem cell.
I just love that. That stuff is just
I have
stem cell, with rejuvenating your stem cells, that's critical.
Yep, it's critical, kind of like critical health news. And
that's right.
And so it is critical because all your cells normally die within 30 to 60 days, 90 days, 120 days for red blood cells. After that, you got to rebuild stuff. And so you need new things coming along. You need these raw materials to do it. And the stem cells have to be kicking in. So the Immortellium will take your stem cells out of hibernation and kick him in the rear end and make him go to work and help you rebuild.
Doc, what's it take to get him off the oxy, the pain pills?
Well, that's where the Soothe and the Trauma Oil.
Okay, and to get off oxy, do you have to wean yourself off?
Yeah, you never want a cold turkey off those things. You know, when you're on the Soothe and the Trauma Oil, say, for a week, then try cutting your oxy cotton maybe by
down,
10%.
down, until you're done.
And then another couple of weeks, 10%, another couple of weeks, 10%. And never cold turkey off because the withdrawals will be terrible.
All right. Tom, final text and tweet for the doc. What do you have?
A tweet from Stacy in Manhattan, New York. I'm 5'2", 200 pounds, and need to lose weight. I'm going to start an exercise routine. Does Doc have any diet suggestions?
Yes. Stop the exercise because exercise will actually make you gain weight. You do not want to exercise when you need to lose weight. It is not a lack of exercise that makes you gain weight. Get off of gluten, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils or glutens. At 200 pounds, you want to take two Healthy Brain and Heart packs a month. You want to take the Rev. Get one bottle of Rev. Put a dropper full, not a drop, but a dropper full on your tongue 30 minutes for each meal. Leave it absorb to oral tissues, and you'll begin to lose a half a pound, 2 pounds. And so being 80 to 90 pounds overweight, if you're 5'1" or 5'2" or 5'3", you should weigh 110 pounds or so. And so weighing 200 pounds, you're 80, 90, 100 pounds overweight, depending on your sort of bone build kind of thing. And so you should be able to lose that weight within 100 pounds within anywhere from 3 to 6 months.
Doc, and you're not saying don't exercise. You're saying you don't lose a lot of weight exercising, right?
You know, you can take a walk around the block, but don't exercise to lose weight. I have a pastor from Raleigh, North Carolina, and he was 6 foot tall, weighed 588 pounds, and in 7 months' time, he was down to 165, sitting on the couch, and he brags to his parish, to his church, that all he did for exercise was use his thumb
on the clicker
for the TV. He sat on the couch the whole time and went from 488 pounds at 6 foot tall.
Jeez.
Down to 165 in 7 months, didn't exercise once, never walked around the block, and he just took the 90 essential nutrients, the healthy weight loss pack, and the Rev, and he lost more than 2 pounds a day.
Let's go to Harry in Port Huron, Michigan. Hi, Harry.
Hey there, Doc. I got a real problem here. I'm in danger of heart attacks kind of thing, and I want to avoid that like anything.
Do you have plugged arteries, or what do you got?
What's wrong here?
Yeah, and the numbers are high, too.
Okay. Do you have atrial fibrillation? Do you have congestive heart failure or anything like that?
No.
Blockage?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. So what do you weigh?
I'm 162 and I'm 5'6". Where should that be weight-wise?
Okay, well, that's not bad. But 5'6", you have 162 for a guy. That's okay. But what you want is to get rid of all the bad foods that put pressure on your arteries and your heart and your vascular system. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, rye, and oats.
Processed meats, what is that? What are we talking there?
Okay, we're talking about deli slices, sandwich meat, sausage, ham, bacon, bologna, salami, pastrami. You know, a steak is okay. A pork chop's okay. Lamb chop's okay. Okay, chicken's okay. Turkey's okay. But nothing that has nitrates and nitrites and fillers and all that kind of stuff, preservatives.
Super.
That's processed. Then, in addition to the two Healthy Brain and Heart packs per month, you want to take the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets. Take three of those 3 times a day, the 3 bottles a month. They're designed to support healthy blood flow through blocked arteries, support healthy blood pressure. And you also want to take some antioxidants, Z radical, like zebra radical. It's a liquid. You take an ounce twice a day, 2 quarts a month. And then you want to take the Cell Shield RTQ. They're capsules. Take 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. And they're going to help your arteries heal themselves. Your arteries will do that as long as you're staying away from the bad foods and not re-damaging your arteries, as long as you're taking the supplements. So you have to stay away from the bad stuff forever. Okay, can't ever go back to the processed meats. You can't ever go back to the oils. You can't ever go back to the glutens. That's off for life, okay? And then, of course, you may lose 20 pounds. If you lose 20 pounds, you can cut some of your supplements by 25%, 30%.
And here's that number again, too, Harry, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. These are people who know Doc and some of the things that he recommends, so that will help you out. Let's go next to Barry in Rock Hill, South Carolina. Hello there, Bear.
George, once again, always a pleasure, buddy. I've got a great question for Doc Wallach.
Okay.
I want to say real quick, my shout-out to my buddy Cornelius. I've actually got a lawyer friend here in Rock Hill that's looking into his case.
Good.
And to Thomas in La Jolla, he'll be calling in a little bit, and Joe in the Bronx, so I've taken care of that problem. But here's my question for Doc Wallach. And, Doc, when you answer this, talk a little bit slower, because I'm thinking...
Right, you got to write these things down, Barry.
I've got my pen and pencil right here in front of me, waiting for him.
What is the question?
Go ahead, Barry. You're running out of time.
Okay, I've got macular degeneration, and just before the break, you were talking about what to do to reverse it, but mm-hmm. George had to cut you off for the break. So what should I do?
What do you weigh,
Barry?
What's your body weight?
I weigh 175, and I'm 5'8".
Okay, so you want to get rid of all the bad foods, you know that. Do you want two healthy brain and heart packs per month? Your brain is your eye.
Slow, Doc. Slower for him. Slower.
Okay, two healthy brain and heart packs
per month. There you go.
Full dose of everything twice a day. Then you want the, let's see here, you want the Ocutiv. Get 2 bottles a month of the Ocutiv, O-C-U-T-I-V, so you can take one twice a day. There's only 30 in a bottle. And then you want to take the Vision FX, take Vision FX again. You want to take 3 of those twice a day. Those are capsules, 2 bottles a month. And then you want the antioxidants. You want the antioxidants, the Z radical, Z like zebra, dash radical. Take an ounce twice a day, 2 quarts a month. And again, Cell Shield RTQ, R for resveratrol, T for turmeric, Q for quercetin. Take 3 of those capsules twice a day, 2 bottles a month. And as long as you're absorbing these things, because you're avoiding the gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats. That includes dog food, cat food, bird food, spouse, partner, renter, roommate. Everybody in the household's got to be drop-dead gluten-free. So there's no cross-contamination in the washer and dryer, food preparation surfaces, the couches and the beds and the rugs. And like I say, we are famous for this. And as part of this wager, this doctor had to apologize in public, which he did, and bought me a great steak dinner with a nice red wine. But he also gave me a CD called Seeing is Believing, and he tells the story of the wager and everything. And so I want to try and get a hold of one of those CDs, Seeing is Believing.
Doc, I had a few little floaters in my eye a couple months ago and jumped on with the Octaviv, and darn if they haven't gone away.
Yeah, and that Ocutiv is really a great product. Yeah, a really great product for the eyes. It's part of our Pro line, and professional people who are eye doctors actually recommend it because it's so effective for many, many eye problems.
Doc, we only have a couple minutes left, and I just want to check. Do you post your schedule regularly on criticalhealthnews.com, places that you're going to go?
No, I don't know that for a fact, but if it's not being done, you can have it done.
Okay.
You know, I'll talk to the honchos who are working it.
And yeah, they should always have your schedule up on that website. I think they do, but you might want to make sure because, you know, you go to different cities constantly, don't you?
I give 400 lectures a year, sometimes 425, sometimes 450, plus on my radio shows. This is last hour here is my fifth hour of radio today.
My gosh, you don't stop.
Well, we're trying to save as many as we can.
I mean, you're young. Can I ask you how old you are?
Well, if you use the American way to age people at birth, I'm 78 and a half. If you use the Chinese version, I'm 79 and a half.
But you look 52, and
yeah,
you
most
act.
People think I'm in my early 50s.
And you act 32.
Thanks. Yeah, I can take 5 people with box cutters on the airplane. There's not going to be any hijackers taking an airplane anymore.
No, if I want to fly, I want to fly with you. That's for sure.
Okay.
Doc, thank you. You keep in touch. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving, all right?
You too, George. God bless you and Tom and all your crew. You are fantastic. Your whole team is fantastic. We love you guys. You're doing a great job. Thank you.
You help our listeners, and that's the most important thing. Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. And, again, the toll-free number to call. There are people there that will give you the advice because the doc does talk fast, and you got to write this stuff down. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs is part of his team, and he pops on every couple weeks as well. So Pharmacist Ben will join us in about 3 weeks, and the doc will join us probably right before Christmas. Right after that, we shall find out. But we will be back in a moment as we talk about ancient technologies on Coast to Coast AM.